Professional basketball was on a long break because of the lockout, but on Christmas Day, the NBA kicks off its shortened season with a five-game package featuring exciting teams and glittering superstars. There's a rematch between defending champion Dallas and everybody's favorite team to hate, the Heat, from Miami. Younger folks ready to break through, playing for Chicago and Oklahoma City, are in action, as are the storied Boston Celtics and the L.A. Lakers. To preview these games, we turn to NPR's Tom Goldman. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Linda.
So, will this Christmas Day offering help fans forgive and forget all this nasty labor stuff?
Oh, they'll forgive. You know, sports fans have a very high tolerance for abuse. So even though it was galling for many to hear players and owners sniping about many millions of dollars during a down economy, the promise of a LeBron dunk or a Kevin Durant three-pointer will light up TVs from coast to coast. Now, forgetting the lockout may be tougher when we see the product starting on Sunday.
How so?
Well, this rush to a Christmas Day opening meant shortening training camps by half and cutting the preseason from 8 games per team to 2. And then you had lots of players switching teams during a quickie free agency trading period. So a number of teams won't be in sync right away, and that could mean sloppy basketball and maybe more injuries because of this rush into full tilt action.
Now, the last game, Christmas Day, has the Los Angeles Clippers playing Golden State. Now, in past years, this would hardly have been a marquee matchup. I gather there must be some new excitement about the Clippers?
Just think about what you said. Preseason excitement about the Clippers. Amazing, but true. They are one of the most maligned pro sports franchises in history, from their bad play on the court to bad ownership. But now the Clippers, and not the Lakers, are creating this big buzz in L.A. and really throughout the league. And it's largely due to one player, the game's best point guard, Chris Paul. He came to the Clippers via trade last week, and that was, of course, after NBA Commissioner David Stern nixed a deal that would have sent Paul to the Lakers. Now, like any great point guard, he makes his teammates better. And amazingly, again, for the Clippers, they have made smart moves and laid out the money to surround Chris Paul with really good teammates. They've got the great veteran guard, Chauncey Billups, and a former All-Star forward, Caron Butler, and last year's Rookie of the Year power forward, Blake Griffin. He's known for his huge dunks, but during the preseason, he showed off a variety of great offensive moves.
So that sounds good, but do you think the Clippers could actually get to the postseason?
Well, you know, no one's crowning them the next champion or even NBA finalists. There are a number of good teams in a wide-open Western Conference: Dallas, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, even the Lakers. But if the Clippers stay healthy and they can blend that talent with some mental toughness, they could win and they could make a run in the playoffs.
Now, of course, in the East, you still have the big trio down in Miami: Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron James, who commands most of the attention. So what does he have to do to get out from under all the criticism of last year?
Yeah, well, you know, he's so talented and such a crowd pleaser, but his worth as a player has been distilled down to this: can he deliver in the clutch to win a title, which he didn't do last year? And that's what he has to do. And that's what's expected of you when you're called the Chosen One and King James. Now, he spent some of his offseason working on his post play near the basket with one of the great former post players in NBA history, Hakeem Olajuwon. We should see a new, improved LeBron James this season, but vindication won't come until June.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.